market, any kind of market, is not to expect people to change, not to expect that you can change them, but rather to understand whom you want to deal with. What kind of people is it that you want to deal with? Don't become preoccupied with others in the market and wonder and worry about how they're responding to situations. If some people seem to respond to a so-called unscrupulous competitor, are those really the people you wanted to deal with? If others turn against you because of rumors that are uttered behind your back, what have you lost? If your wife suddenly becomes infatuated with a greasy gigolo, are you sure that this is the woman you wanted to be your wife? And with this understanding, we can quickly deal with the questions of how you affect the happiness-seeking nature of others. You are supposed to satisfy the profit motives of others to get what you want. But what if those others want your right arm in a mutually profitable exchange? Or more important, what if they cry out that you are causing them unhappiness because you refuse to let them steal from you? Well, recognize, first of all, that if a man prefers me dead, then any act I take to preserve my life is going to cause him unhappiness. Now, have I offended him? How do you draw the line? It isn't enough to say that as long as he respects my property or I respect his, the standard is clear, because the other person may not even recognize that as the standard, and nothing has been accomplished thereby. No settlement of the issue has been made. This is simply your standard. Not only that, even if he says, "All right, I'll respect your property and you respect mine," maybe you can't mutually agree on what is property or which property belongs to whom. And so this doesn't answer the question either. And it doesn't tell you how many fingers of his hand you can shoot off with your shotgun if he trespasses upon your property against your will. Doesn't tell you how to what lengths you can go to defend your property, or whether it's important enough to shoot a man over a 10-cent pencil, or whether it should be a $50,000 house he's about to burn down, as to at what point you should shoot to save your property. I believe that the way to resolve all of these questions is to understand whom it is you want to deal with. Not whom by name, but whom by nature. Recognize the nature of the individual you would like to deal with, the kind of individual you want to have associations with. What kind of person do you want to associate with? Well, let's see. I would like to deal with people who won't steal from me when my back is turned. I'd like to deal with people who won't cry if I refuse to be with them when I have a more profitable alternative. I want to deal with people who do not expect that I owe them anything, and so they will not approach the relationship on the basis that I have an obligation. Now, what is the one way you have of advertising to these people, of letting them know that you appreciate what they are, and that you want to give something in return for the value of a relationship with them? And what is it that you could possibly offer them in return that would attract those people to you so that they would have relationships with you in your life? Obviously, there is only one possible way that fits with the reality that we've been looking at up to now. That is to be the kind of person you want to associate with. And when you do, you will attract that kind of person. Now, this, of course, is to a certain extent a paraphrase of the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But I believe this message is a little bit more precise in this form. As a matter of fact, I should say that practically all of my life I have rejected the Golden Rule as a trite platitude that is totally unrealistic. And any time anybody has used it as a standard and said, "Well, let's accept this as a standard of right," I have squirmed or shook my head because I saw nothing realistic about it at all. To me, it was nothing but a trite cliche. In fact, this would be, without the proper groundwork laid, if this were presented to me without proper explanation, I would probably disregard it too. Because I can think of three justifications that have been presented for the Golden Rule, all of which are totally unrealistic to my way of thinking. The first is that by doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, you are inspiring them to treat you better. And while that could work out in some cases, I know that it's a waste of my resources to engage in actions that are designed to change others.